This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports. This is sports with a capital F.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and I am here with Fleesky. You know this gentleman. Yep. And we're here Halloween. Yep. Yeah, I guess we're getting close. We're moving on past Halloween, although I didn't, not to beat Halloween to death, but I did. I took my little girl trick-or-treating on like the day of Halloween. And I don't know if it's just because of where I live, but it's just trick-or-treating isn't the same as it used to be. They do these like trunk-or-treats. They like go to the mall.
Oh, yeah. It's like a mass gathering. Right. It's funny because I saw my brother, his pictures of his kids, and I was like, they're in the gym, and I'm like, is it that bad in the city where they have to host trick-or-treating inside?
Yeah, probably, you know?
So, shouts out to Brandon. Yeah. Oh, but first, let me say welcome back to my man's G. Cutler. Oh,
hey, where are the white women at?
He's still Halloween in it, though.
And protesting, but he has a joint in his hand. That's what they put the joint away. G, I know. You got to stop that, G.
You can't do that on this podcast. We don't condone that kind of behavior around here.
Yeah, G was on vacation. He's still kind of in vacation mode.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Wait, did he ever say where he had been?
I mean, in this outfit? I don't even want to ask him.
No, I don't want to know. Especially since he's still wearing it. He's probably still wearing it. It's holding his guts in still.
Yeah, no, but you know, I mean, before we get into serious stuff, it's a good week in football. I hope you put a round of applause in for this because Jay Cutler should be in a start for the Miami Dolphins. Jay, I'm still waiting on them tickets. Hit us up.
Jay Cutler is injured. I don't know when he's supposed to be back. Actually, if you wanted to lead off that way, I was going to say, before we get into sports, I did want to say that Halloween sucks now, and I'm going to go around my neighborhood next year encouraging people to participate in trick-or-treat, because you should just have to put on your costume and walk outside. I shouldn't have to do all this driving around so my little girl can trick-or-treat and get candy. It should just come from the neighbors. I can just go up and down the street. Where I live, it's all houses, it's residential, it's safe. You just go outside and you walk up and down the street getting candy.
Well, I was bartended in Forest Grove is a small city, like probably 20 miles outside of Portland. Like, it's a small, like, little, like, cliff of the mountain town by the coast, like, not too far from the coast. And it was, like, Halloween crazy, though. All the little kids were out, like, costumes, like, traffic was terrible. I mean, yeah. I liked it, though. You know? Yeah. To me, I was like, damn, because Portland is so, like, we want to be cool by not being cool, so, like, nobody's doing that kind of shit.
Yeah, that sucks, too.
Yeah. So, it was cool to see that kind of stuff.
I mean, like, Halloween Scrooges, man, and this, I feel like where I'm at is full of them. And this trunk or treat thing is stupid. I mean, it's kind of cool, like, to go to one, like, if you did that to start Halloween, but you should be able to go to your neighborhood and just knock on almost every door.
Well, I mean, it's like talking about how kids are missing out on certain things. Like, remember how we used to pass notes in class? Cats is now text messaging each other or stuff like that.
Oh, no, they're sending each other pictures of their dicks. It's a different era. Like, there's not even, it's not like, do you like him? Circle yes or no. They're like, here's a picture of my genitals. It's absurd. The way technology is advanced. We are in a weird generational gap, though, too, that's really only even a couple years on either end of our age group, is that, like, we had high-speed internet, but it always required being in front of a computer, you know? And it was, like, only really started coming into existence when we were, like, teenagers, as far as it's, like, how pervasive it was, you know?
It's like that blend. It's like that new school meets the old school blend. Like, I feel like I was right up to that, like, of the generational turn.
As far as technology is concerned, I don't think... I think it's indisputable, you know? There's, like... There's people a few years on either end of us that are, you know, like, either one way or the other as far as, like, analog technology versus digital, you know. So we're
Okay, there you go. You wasn't talking to the mic there.
What
wasn't
happened?
Talking to the mic there. You're not. You wasn't talking in the mic there. I couldn't really hear you. So that was a terrible use of technology right there. There you go.
The Sports with a Capital podcast is a terrible use of technology. Let's not delude ourselves. we're trying to make it better, but that's part of the mission statement of this podcast is to like use billions of dollars worth of infrastructure and X amount of dollars of my own materials to really abuse the right to use technology. Can you hear that?
Yeah, no.
Did you hear that?
That's why. Yeah, I did hear that. I did hear that. It was almost like when you went off one of those Cubs rambles. I kind of just zoned it out anyway, though.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the Cubs, happy anniversary today when we're recording this is November 2nd. And on this date last year, the Cubs won the World Series.
Hats off to you. Hats off to Houston.
Yeah, no, the Houston Astros, though, they did. They won the World Series. And I was going to say that it's kind of good for baseball if you think about it. Like the last 2 years, the Cubs won it in 7 games and extra innings. And then the Astros and Dodgers went all the way to 7 games. I think it's good for baseball that like playoff baseball and the World Series is watchable. Balls juiced or not. Like, what? I don't care about that. Like, baseball is like. You know.
Is that coincidence or is that like, hey, we need to stretch out these 7 games? You know, every time I watch a playoff series in any sports now, I'm always thinking, is this rigged? Is there something going on?
To an extent, but like in baseball, really, like you would have to get to the players to really.
Well, there was that game where the score was like 12-13. It's like, hey, everybody, just go throw it straight down the middle at about 92 miles per hour this game. That's what we're going to do. Okay, guys, let's do that.
I think pitchers work, though, because those numbers, like their statistics and their success are all super dependent on how much money they make. Like if you're a dude who like chokes in the clutch, like you're not going to go out there and like lay one across the middle.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. And
I think
you know, you get to
umpires, they can make bullshit calls. Where did you go?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to step out for a second. I'm getting something for.
That's all right. I can still hear you.
Up on it. You can still hear me, yeah.
Yeah.
So, shouts out. And I know you don't care about soccer very much, but, you know, we do have. Oh, G fell down.
Oh, I had. Hold on. I had a story, though. I had a story to tell about this World Series, though. Let me get through this real quick.
Go ahead.
So, Dave Roberts kind of coaches a really. Lackluster, new school, kind of weird, like the way you manage your pitchers kind of baseball that's sort of becoming the norm. And it's.
What is that? Is that the Houston's coach?
No. That's the Dodgers manager is Dave Roberts. But so I have some issues with that guy. Last year, he pulled Rich Hill in a perfect game in the 7th inning, like pulled Rich Hill out, and he was pitching a perfect game in the 7th inning. But so anyway, so after Game 6, when the Dodgers had forced the Game 7, he was coming into a press conference. And if you watch the video, he kind of comes in, somebody says something to him, and he goes out in the hallway and he's talking to Tommy Lasorda. And you can't see him, but you can hear Tommy Lasorda and Dave Roberts. I think he's wearing a lapel microphone, but you can hear him go, "Hey, Tommy, how you doing?" And Tommy Lasorda says, "You haven't done shit until you win tomorrow night." And, I thought that was dope because that's like a true baseball general.
That's hilarious,
Tommy Lasorda.
Well, that's true.
Remember the Slim Fast commercials, right. Tommy Lasorda. Well, he's the last dude who won a World Series for the Dodgers, as far as managers are concerned.
How long has it been since the Dodgers won a World Series? It's been a year.
1989, I think, something like that.
1989. Wow. The White Sox won one in 2005. That was. You know,
nobody remembers that, but the Dodgers have been like properly loaded for years and years and years. They've had super good teams a bunch of times.
Like, yeah, but that's like, I mean, that conspiracy theories that I always say, like, when teams have natural disasters or cities, they win championships. Boston, New Orleans, even though New Orleans was like 10 years later, they still won one. And Houston right now, they're in the MLS playoffs, and they're going against my boys, the Portland
the
Timbers.
Alaska Airlines. If you're watching the YouTube video, you just held up a shirt that said Alaska Airlines. I don't know what that is.
You don't even know because soccer people play.
Sports
players
I watch. Sports I watch like generally have the team's name on the uniforms somewhere.
I'm sure you probably used to flying Spirit. You know, Alaskan Airlines is a good airline.
No, sir. I've flown Spirit Airlines once in my life, and it was a return trip, and it was one of the more brutal flying experiences of my life, and I've been on a lot of planes. Yeah. It was...
And Spirit, if you're listening, I don't want any free tickets because I would never fly with you, so yeah. You keep that in mind.
No, unless you give me a lot of free tickets that I could then sell. Unless if I was allowed to sell them, I would sell them, and every two tickets I would fly someone else.
Yeah.
Use that money for good instead of evil, like Spirit Airlines does.
Yes, they do.
How are we doing tonight? Staying on topic. I feel like I've been fighting it a little bit. I feel like I've been fighting, trying to stay on topic, but I think that's going to be a battle we're not going to win.
We wanted to talk about the EMP thing, which is something I definitely want to talk about. Which, like I said, I don't know anything about this.
Give people some background on this, though, because they may not know.
So the background is supposedly they're doing these EMP testing drills on November 4th.
Yep, November 4th. How'd you find out about it?
Oh, podcast, Sports with a Capital F. The most informative podcast on the street.
You know what was funny was
serious. I didn't know
a while before when the Mayweather McGregor thing came out, and I posted the thing when they had the date, August 26th. I put a comment like, "You heard it here fifth," and you were like, "Nope, first. This is a very informative podcast." And I was like, "Flea fucks with about four people, just like me." He's like, "Nope, the Graham's where I get my news. We're done here."
Yeah, no, I picked up something. Hey, that's absolutely, that's good to know. And I am a part of this podcast.
Yeah,
and
always have been. Integral part of this.
I learn a lot, and I listen. So that goes for you people who don't listen. Chris Parrish, once again.
That's he's got to get it together, man. He's got to get it together. He needs an Easter egg in every podcast, and one day maybe that bald, tiny man will hear something and be like, "Hey, man, you shouldn't say that about me."
But back to the EMP. So the EMP thing. So the testing that's, like I said, I'm not like, so you listeners know, like, I'm not like Graham where I have this vernacular vocabulary. I'm going to speak these issues where I know a lot of stuff. You know, like, I'm like you guys. I'm like most of you guys listen to this podcast. You know, like,
oh yeah, I know a lot of stuff.
I'm not like that. So, you know, I'm gonna get to it as easy as possible. So supposedly, if this is true, which like I said, I talked to my lady. My lady is very informed. She knows a lot what's going on. Yeah. You know, like, so it's good that she does. Because
did you really,
I don't really
fact check that story though after seeing the how I did the podcast?
Well, I thought it was hilarious how you kept saying that. Like, yeah, how you doing? No, I did fact check it. I did go back and fact check it.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of to Shireen's older sister, man.
Yeah. No, so I checked it. I checked all the facts. I did all these things. I get it. Like, is it going to happen? I don't know. Did Y2K happen? I don't know. I was just like...
Yeah, wasn't the world supposed to end in, like... Wasn't it supposed to end, like, a month ago? There was a thing a month ago, 2 months ago.
Mayan calendar or something like that. Yeah. Said it was going to end 16 times already. It hasn't ended yet.
Yeah, the Mayan calendar. Yeah, no, we should all be so lucky. Yeah, don't get your hopes up, folks. I think that's why people are so obsessed with it, because even in their subconscious, they're like, "Well, please, I don't want to go to work tomorrow." If I wake up and the sun is blood red and water turns to blood, do I have to go to work?
I'm not going to work.
If I wake up and the sun is black, I'm not going to work.
I wouldn't either, though. That seems like a good day to take off.
No, I'm not coming. It's like when I wait. You know, that happens every now and then.
Did you see the sun this morning? There's something wrong with it, obviously. It doesn't seem like a smart day to go.
Yeah. I don't think we need to be conducting business today. We've clearly messed up somewhere. I think we all probably need to think on that. Because, you know, sun's not supposed to be black.
Nope. But, I mean, if that does happen, A, you better hurry up and bounce this podcast and put it up so we can get one more episode out before... Yeah.
Well, I told you, I'm super prepared, man. Because every time the internet predicts the end of the world, I've got it. I go out and I get everything I could ever need.
Well, I saw on the last podcast you had your, like, zombie hunting gear on, gas masks, and all types of stuff. I am unprepared.
Those are things that I acquired after my service. They just were in a bag in my house, and nobody ever asked about them. So then they were mine.
The power rankings where rifle is the most important. I'm just gonna go get a rifle, and from there on out, I think I will be okay. Despite if anything happens, the rifle, bang bang, shoot them up. Give me the toilet paper.
You know, back I would not go with back that. When I was married and I knew I had my chem gear in my closet, like I had came back from a deployment, so I had not training, but like functional chem gear, like sealed with extra canisters. And I remember I was like, well, this would be, you know, it's interesting to think about having this, and then there's like some kind of chemical attack. And I remember telling my now ex-wife that, like, I was like, you know, it would bother me, but I would like put all this on and then like watch you melt. It would be disturbing, like the world afterwards would be awful, but I would sit and watch like your eyes turn,
and you just
sat
there, and that's why she probably loved you. No. Because you Among would watch her melt reasons. And you wouldn't give her the suit.
No, you're which, crazy, you're crazy. I'd give my daughter my suit now, but at the time there was no kid in the mix, so yeah. I got these because I joined the military, not because I was like, I'll give it to you. You're crazy.
No, yeah, yeah. That's why they call it X-Y.
She was hard to get along with. But I told her when she was not my ex-wife that I would watch her melt, just for the record, just so that's out there.
Yeah.
It's important.
But yeah, back to the EMP. Yeah, if you guys don't know, go educate yourself. You guys might not be ready for it. Like, me personally.
Yeah, you can just go watch the episode 74 of this podcast. You got all the info you'll need.
Yeah, no, I really thought an EMP was only something that you can get if you get like a 7-kill streak in Call of Duty or something. I didn't even know that.
Well, as far as I know, the only actual way to generate one that isn't like conspiracy technology would be to detonate nuclear weapons, so if it's all of North America, you would have to detonate nuclear weapon, airburst nuclear weapons all over North America, which would fry electric stuff. Like they were saying it's going to last for 2 days, but that's not how that works. Like what they're preparing for is a solar event, like a solar flare that like EMPs the whole planet, you know, or like the entire part of the planet that's, you know, was facing the sun. That's the kind of horrible thing they're actually thinking about, but they wouldn't, you know, they're not gonna. This is like a drill.
I don't know.
This is like a simulation.
I mean, well, like I said, once again, I don't know. Simulation, drill, if they're going to do what they do, I don't know. Nah. Who knows?
Nuclear weapons, though. So I guess that means that between the Sunday addresses and these podcasts, I don't have to play it straight.
November 3rd, you guys better party like it's 1999.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, I'm preparing for it.
I'm partying.
How long... How, like, the internet keeps predicting the end of the world. Like, you know, statistically, at some point, they might be right. So you don't want to miss it, you know?
Yeah. So turn on all of your electricity, every light that you own, November 3rd. You better use everything that you have as battery powered.
Yep. Run your blender off your car battery while you run your car in reverse on wheels. Like, yeah.
Why not?
Find every cell phone you can, put it on a charger, and play different Pandora stations on it.
Yep.
Turn your TV's brightness all the way up and watch videos of strobe lights. Why not? Just enjoy that electricity. Let it engulf you.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually, speaking of conspiracies, I did want to mention this before we got into the power rankings. I've been... Not at work, because I wouldn't do anything but work at work. But for big chunks of my day, I sit in front of a computer. Not while I'm at work, but I look at... I've been looking at the JFK files. You know, they declassified a lot of those JFK files.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of an interesting read. They didn't do any of the legwork for you, but like, as historical documents are concerned, a lot of them are real interesting. Like, you can go all the way to the last page and they start kind of really, like, they released a lot of documents about the Martin Luther King assassination. And some of that stuff is real cool. A lot of it's like heavily redacted too. So if you like put your, you know, if you put your reading between the lines glasses on, a lot of that's pretty cool. So if you're looking for something to read, if you find yourself sitting in front of a computer for long periods of time, there are thousands of PDF documents of that they released about the JFK assassination. It's not, you know, it's not hollow moon, flat earth stuff, but they are interesting documents to look at just because of how old they are and like the subject matter. I haven't found anything earth shattering, but if I do, you'll hear about it first on the Sports of the Capital Left podcast.
Are you a conspiracy theorist then? Is that what you're saying? Because I am. I watch all these videos and I'm convinced. I'm like, yep, no, it's an inside job.
No, I watch all those videos and I enjoy watching those videos with an objective eye, and they make me laugh. I would like to make them.
Why don't you? New endeavor.
Well, I just did, man. I would warn everyone about that EMP, man. This is all, you know, it's all baby steps, man. You know, I've done 75 podcasts. I feel like I could spread my wings a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's creating awareness on something everybody should know, like even for me. I mean, before we do the power rankings and talk about the beers for a second. That's serious. That's serious stuff. So just be aware, guys, of what possibly could happen. I guess that's what you would want to say, right? Like, there could be some possibilities that some shady shit could happen here in the next couple of days. So
have fun. Just go out and have fun. Yeah. Have fun, yeah. Like every tomorrow will be November 4th.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. All right. Wow. Yeah. I like that.
Okay. So
how about the Bears for a second? I'm not mad at them. 20-12 in New Orleans. Trubisky threw another pick at the end zone. He ain't got no receivers yet. So we're not going to hate him yet, but he looks good.
Here's where I'm at with the Bears. You know, I did allow myself to enjoy some excitement in the run up to that week. But what I see now is that our defense and our running game are very good. And that feels familiar. It feels familiar if that is the case and they lose. But it at least always puts us in the position to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, we were in a position to win twice in that game, so it was good for the Bears fans. Yeah,
no, it's good to see. But but also, though, I'll say one other thing about the NFL this past weekend. This is my recommendation if you want to go see some highlights. The Texans-Seahawks game that was on Sunday. My God. Yeah. No, that was
Deshaun Watson. We could have had Deshaun Watson on our team. We could have had Deshaun Watson.
I know.
That guy. Game mode player. He is a gamer. Guy's a winner. That's what
that game was basically Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson like causing the opposing team's defensive coordinators to update their resumes.
Well known defenses that's supposed to be amazing defenses or pretty solid defenses.
Yeah.
And it was a
that was just by the quarterbacks just being incredible. Yeah. No, it was fantastic. But so, yeah, I encourage everyone to go check those highlights out. Oh, and also to pile on that, though, you should go watch those highlights because, like, 10 minutes ago I found out Deshaun Watson tore his ACL at practice, so he's done for.
Shut up.
That's over.
Damn.
I hope you enjoyed
it. Trubisky, be glad we got you, Trubisky, because you stay in the pocket. You don't run around. Get hurt.
Did you see Trubisky, though, take off on a couple of those runs?
Good. Yeah, and he's made a couple good 70-yard passes, and he's good. Trubisky, no, I like Trubisky. We need to put some weapons around him.
Yep.
Weapons. He needs weapons. Weapons and weapons and weapons. That's it. If he gets weapons, no, receivers, because we have the running back game. Zach Miller. That was jacked up.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I forgot. I guess we're going to go a little long today. Yeah, that Zach Miller replay
was
really terrible. And, you know, the worst thing about it was one of those stupid replays about making the catch, and so it was like they were reviewing the play and then you saw how horrible
I didn't want to think about it. That was terrible.
They just kept showing it and then they didn't give him the touchdown. Like, what's the point of this?
The touchdown was supposed to be there.
What is the point of this game? Like, what, you're like, oh, the ball is jiggling around. I'm like, it is football. That is enough of this. You know, I appreciate that the Bears benefited from that Calvin Johnson play, but they're always like, you got to get it right. No, you don't. And also, you often get it wrong, even though you've seen it at like, you know, 500 frames a second. You know, like,
let's be real. Zach Miller's never going to play football again. Like, he's lucky
dude,
he had both.
They said he almost lost his leg.
Yeah, that's terrible. Like, yeah, and all respect. Like, this is not even shit trash talking. Like, that's terrible. Like, it's a horrible thing. I have a knee injury too, and I looked at it and I was like, man, that is bad.
No,
that
he had a backwards knee.
Yeah, that was bad. That was really bad.
His knee broke backwards. Yeah, no, like, you can't imagine. Yeah, no, it's going to take a long time before Zach Miller can walk again.
Yeah, exactly. No.
And that was what was horrific about it, was they just kept showing the replay.
Hopefully he has a rapid recovery.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And good luck to that guy. I was really happy, actually, when I heard the surgeon saved his leg. Because I was like, if the man gave up his leg and his career and they didn't give him the touchdown, that was what was crazy to me. I'm like, you're looking at the replay. You can tell that this dude might not ever play football again from the injury. And you're like, oh, the ball kind of jiggled around. It was absurd.
And another thing too, we'll just get this one quick one out too, in NFL crazy news. Jimmy Garoppolo, whatever his name is, Jimmy, I drop a ball. I don't know his name.
Yeah, he's on the 49ers.
No, he's on the 49ers. He's on the 49ers.
Yeah, the Niners, I meant. Yeah, and yeah.
Hoyer goes back to the Patriots, and Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. But we won't get too much into that. We won't get too much into that. You know, we've talked about it
quite a bit. Like I said, I've spoken about Colin Kaepernick on many forums, and if you want to see my concise opinion on all of that at this point, basically,
I like Colin Kaepernick to come in and back up Trubisky, because I want Trubisky.
That's fine with me. That's absolutely fine with me.
If we didn't have Trubisky,
no, he should have a job. I've said he should have a job, but I don't think the NFL is going to give him one. So you're kind of just like, all right, well, I guess I'll just watch football while it's on.
A lot happened in the NFL. The Browns fucked up their trade because they didn't fax in the paperwork.
It's just that organization is, it's the worst team in the world. And Cleveland is rough to be a sports fan in Cleveland. All you have is the Cavs, and even they, like, blow it, you know.
Well, the Indians at least have been relevant the past couple of years, so that's good for them.
Yeah, relevant, but also blew a 3-1 lead in the World
Series.
Yeah,
you know, I was very upset about that because they lost to you guys. So.
And then blew a 2-0 lead. But most importantly, they blew a 3-1 lead to the Chicago's only baseball team, the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah. Come on, why you gotta do that, man? Like,
that was last year.
I'm gonna have to do it. We're going to renegotiate the contract about the show. And have,
No. We don't get even coverage. This isn't an election.
Maybe just stop disrespecting the White Sox. Go White Sox. Yeah.
The White Sox disrespect themselves by existing. All right. Yeah. I think I talked about everything I wanted to talk about. Do you have anything else that was crushing your soul? I think we could do a power rankings now.
And now, the Cap F Sports Power Rankings.
All right, let's get on this. All right, this week, the Cap F Sports Power Rankings are contrail. Like, you know, like contrails, like on airplanes that are up in the air.
Okay, gotcha.
That little skinny cloud that comes out behind airplanes. Yeah. We'll get back to that. We're going to talk about contrails for sure. Alpenhorn.
What is the second one?
An Alpenhorn, which is like the horn from the Ricola ads. You know, where the guy would be like,
those things are baller because we didn't know about Ricola.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. How we know about sore throat relief. And Drizzle. Yeah. Drizzle, which I'm assuming is either Snoop Dogg saying Dro, or the light little bit of rain, which I think you're very familiar with there in Portland.
Well, it depends. It depends on what you're saying. Because if it's drizzle, like my nizzle, we smoking the drizzle.
I'm going to go with the rain just so that we don't go completely off the rails.
at this point in my life, drizzle is terrible because I've been living in Portland, which is like Chinese torture, with drizzle just on your head.
Yes. No, I think I can definitely agree that drizzle is at the end. Now,
this is a good power ranking. These are completely random. These are like this is a hard distinction, right?
Yeah. Well, now contrails, though, if you look up on the internet, you know, we've already spoken a bit about conspiracy theories. You know, there are people, like adult human beings with full-sized, fully developed brains, that believe that contrails are actually filled with a chemical or like some kind of like air dispersed aluminum, and it's designed for population control. Like, it like sterilizes men and makes it so that no one in these big like areas can have kids, right?
Yeah, no,
and it's a government program. Now, what's interesting about that actually is that when I was in the Air Force, I worked in fuel systems. Like, I worked on the fuel systems for the plane, which meant like in the tanks, inside the wings. If you ever watch Dirty Jobs when he does a fuel cell cleaning,
what he called it.
That's actually my, that was the airframe I worked at, everything. You can go see like my exact job, like climbing around inside the wings of the plane. But anyway, there's fuel dump chutes. So sometimes they dump fuel, but also condensation is caused by the temperature variation on the surface of the wings, and it makes like a cloud behind the plane. But there are people.
So where did?
There are people who believe that those contrails are filled with chemicals, and I will say unequivocally.
That makes sense, though.
I will say unequivocally, the Air Force told me not to ever tell anybody about the tanks of chemicals we used to attach to the sides of the wings. We used to attach tanks of chemicals. They were called the. They were called the testicle killer spray can, and you put them on, which is why there's not constantly. That's the other thing too about population control. If that's what they're doing, why are there so many people? Like, I'm not even really against it. Like, but why? If that's the case, it's super ineffective because everywhere I go, there's more and more people.
Well, you think we have a lot of population? You just go look at some of those places in Asia, and
Dude, there's cities in China.
You are limited children in those places.
There's small cities in China that have 28 million people in them. Like, what, there's 8 million people in New
York?
Small
city.
No, that's absurd. Right. There's way too many humans, and they just don't.
Mexico City is what, the largest city in America, in the world, I thought, right?
At least.
Do you know how many Elote vendors they must have? I am moving.
Did you see some of those videos from the earthquake that happened in Mexico City where they're downtown and the buildings are swaying? That was crazy. Those skyscrapers were like wiggling like worms. It's crazy that none of those went down.
You know, they say that shit about the Sears Tower, too. Those buildings are designed, like when you get up there, they're swaying a little bit because of the design and the infrastructure.
Yeah, designed to have a little bit of give. But anyway, that was what I was going to say about contrails, is contrails also have a secret conspiracy theory to it, and you should totally believe what I told you about how I know that it's true.
Well, the Regola horn is number one to me, because that to me is relief. That's relief in everything.
Reading the word Alpenhorn and then looking it up and seeing what it was, I was like, I kind of want a Regola.
Wow. And Ricolas make you feel good.
I've been sitting.
Alpha trails sound, or whatever, contrails sound like it's going to kill you. And what was the, I don't even know what the other one was. We already placed it at the bottom.
Drizzle.
I don't even care about it. It's drizzling outside in Portland right now. I'm ready. It's gray. That's why I have a beanie on today. Last time it was sunglasses. Today is a beanie.
Yeah, absolutely. But either way, I think we got to the bottom of some important things here today. I think it's definitely time to wrap this up, if you would
agree.
This is long. But let me say,
I gotta
something
go anyway.
If you manage to sit through this and you're an avid listener, thank you for your patronage of our podcast, and also maybe consider sharing it or subscribing to the YouTube channel. And that's all I have to say. I have that one request from humanity. I'm Graham, he's Fleesky, and we're out of here. Good night, everybody.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Sports.
This is Sports with a capital
F.
This is Sports with a capital F.